and welcome to another episode of Bubby's Crazy Kitchen. Today we're going to do a lamb and potato bake recipe. You will need, for this, you'll need some flour. You'll need some lamb chops. Now, I used 9 very small lamb chops, but you can use 4 big ones or 8 medium ones, depending on how big your baking dish is and how many people you want to feed. You'll need some onions. You'll need some Worcestershire sauce. You will need some crushed tomatoes. So you want a tin of crushed tomatoes, a 400 gram tin. You'll want a third of a cup of Worcestershire sauce, and you'll also need some brown sugar. You want a third of a cup of that as well. And you will also need some potatoes. I used about 8 small potatoes, but again, it depends on how many potatoes you want and how big your dish is. Chat potatoes or baby potatoes are probably the best, as they will cook easier. Now I found that it's easier to parboil the potatoes so that you can ensure that they're cooked. Okay, so the method is you slice up your onions very thinly and you place them at the bottom of a baking dish. Now I use a glass dish, so it means nothing stuck to it. But if you're using like a normal baking tray, you might want to put some baking paper on the bottom. So once you've done that, you dust your chops with the flour and you add them to the onion mixture. So you add them on top of the onions in a single layer. Then you slice your potatoes, again as thinly as you can, very thinly. And if you decide to parboil them, you can either parboil them beforehand or afterwards. It really doesn't matter. And you layer them on top of your lamb chop mixture. Just layer them on top of the lamb chops. Take no notice of me. In a jug, you combine the crushed tomatoes, the 1/3 of a cup of Worcestershire sauce, and the brown sugar. And you want to combine it really well and make sure the brown sugar is dissolved. And you tip that over the whole lot. And then you cover your baking dish with a lid or with some alfoil. And you put it in the oven at about 180 degrees Celsius or 160 fan forced for about an hour and a half. And then you remove the lid or the alfoil and just doing that now. And then you put it back in the oven for another 30 minutes and the sauce should thicken and go nice and thick. If it's not thick enough, you can add a tiny bit more flour and allow to cook for another 5 or 10 minutes. So that's all there is to it, guys. If you have any questions, feel free to leave me a comment or a direct message. And let me know how it turns out if you try it.